This is University Radio Nottingham.
Hello, and we are back with our international story, which Joshua is going to run through.
This is actually happening right now, although whether any pertinent updates will come through that we all talk about depends on what happens. But right now, the executives of some major Western oil companies are currently testifying before US Congress amid accusations that they have misled the public about climate change. And as it is, the Democrat lawmakers are saying that their hearings will focus on the industry's long denial of its products' role in fueling climate change, whereas the companies themselves have said that they hope to show off their recent efforts to address climate change. This is also quite pertinent in that it's coming up right before the start of the UN's COP26 climate conference in Glasgow. So a lot of big things happening with climate this week, and this is one of them. And one of the questions I wanted to ask is, do you actually expect anything major to come of this? There's been previous hearings like this with the big tobacco industry in the past, and with Facebook and similar companies facing hearings about their privacy concerns. So do you expect anything major to come of this, and do you expect any big change as a result?
I'm not expecting any major changes from these hearings. There have been kind of, some of the Congress people alluding that this might be a kind of big tobacco moment, such as in the 90s, where tobacco companies had to admit that they were purposely misleading the public over the health concerns over cigarettes. But ultimately, I think companies are much more wise when it comes to public relations now. And, you know, I think, as we were chatting about previously, a lot of these, oil companies have come out and said, oh, this will be a great opportunity to show what good we're doing for the environment. I ultimately think we're not going to hear much of substance, because these oil companies will have invested lots of money and training into preparing what to say and how to come across the best that they can. I just think unless the Congress hearings are very thorough, I think ultimately the oil companies are going to try and just kind of spin their way out of it, really.
I think, you mentioned the whole tobacco sort of moment where they had to admit the health hazards of smoking. However, oil companies, they don't just, provide one product or similar set of products like cigarettes and cigars. Oil is used for, clothing, for packaging, for, the clothes you wear, the bottles you drink from. Not only just the one that everyone thinks of, petrol and cars. It's almost to the point where the use of oil and the organic chemicals that can come from oil are too far spread and too just necessary for the way we currently live today, that if any action will come from this, it'll be minimal and trivial, because the companies are involved, they will, like you said, try and spin, good PR answers, they'll try and push the regulation to be as loose or as minimal as effect as possible, while still giving that outward appearance of we're doing our best to help.
Yeah, and I think it's they've actually said so far, all of the executives that have been called up have said that they didn't approve any disinformation campaigns, which I'm not entirely sure on the specifics, but I do remember it being quite a well-known fact over the past several years that I believe it was Exxon and maybe one or two other companies knew for years the impact of the oil industry in general, of the burning of fossil fuels on the environment. But they refuse to make that public because obviously that had hugely damaged their industry if anything was changed. But it'd be, I think it'd be kind of sad if them, if they didn't face any consequences at all. But we've seen in the past that a lot of big companies that face any sort of scrutiny in the US, they don't tend to they tend to stick around. They don't tend to go away or get any smaller. So another thing I'd like to ask is, do you think it's fair that they're pushing themselves forward as a as basically the solution to the problem of climate change, when in a way they were the ones that created it in the first place? Do you think it's fair that they're sort of profiting off of essentially a problem they created?
I don't think it's right for them to consider themselves to be part of the solution. Because, you know, it is, if we go back to the example of the 90s, it's almost as if the tobacco companies were saying, well, you know, we may have caused, you know, a significant increase in rates of lung cancer and other such smoking ailments, but just hold on with us and we'll come up with a cure. And you know, we can see that never really happened. We still rely on, you know, professional and proper, you know, medical and health experts to provide us with the treatments to, you know, smoking related ailments. And, you know, coming back to the example that we're on about, I just can't see them investing too heavily in fixing the solution, because there's no guarantee that they'd make a profit off of these new solutions. There's a high risk that they could be a failure, as we've seen with carbon capture, which is still a very long way from becoming, you know, a viable technology, despite the amount of money that's been sunk into it. I just can't see it working with them bringing the solutions.
I mean, ultimately, I think personally, the solutions are to move away from an oil reliant, a fossil fuel reliant, you know, sort of way to generate energy. You can still use it for other things, for, you know, making clothes, for packaging, but because most of the used hydrocarbons are for fuels, for kerosene, for petrol, because that's where a lot of the money is, they're not going to want to give up their grip on that, as people are more and more willing to move towards possibly nuclear, but certainly renewables like wind, solar and tidal. That sort of level of investment in new technology just won't be on the cards for these big companies built and structured around this one sort of way of generating profit.
I do, however, think it's interesting that all the attention is sort of on these Western oil companies that are in the US and the UK, given that China are actually one of the biggest climate emitters. And that's something like the Queen raised when she spoke in Cardiff. So I guess, how far do you think these oil companies even doing anything will actually have an impact, given that like China and developing countries aren't really that keen to like sort of engage on the climate change?
I really don't think that the impact felt from these companies changing will be as massive as, you know, perhaps a lot of environmentalist activists are hoping. Because as you mentioned, you know, China, India, you know, those two especially are massive greenhouse gas polluters. And even now, these Congress hearings coincide with the up and coming COP26. The climate summit, which is the UN is hoping will be kind of a major turning point in the fight against climate change. But if you look at whether, you know, the leader of India or the leader of China are attending, they're not. So with them not attending, it's more than likely that they're, you know, not going to commit to changes bold enough to curb the climate crisis. And I think it's also a problem of cost as well. Ultimately, you know, fossil fuel technologies, you know, that produce a lot of greenhouse gases are simply just cheaper than, you know, renewable energy sources such as wind, such as solar. So is it really fair to ask, you know, especially, you know, a nation like India, more developing nations, to cut the carbon emissions when they might not even have the resources to do so?
Yeah, I think that's a very valid point. And I think we've seen that recently with how there's, I believe there was, like, there's recently been quite a somewhat of a fuel crisis across Europe, where we faced petrol prices and the like going up quite significantly. And during that, we saw, I believe it was one of Russia's, I think it was Gazprom, they, if I remember correctly, had started basically just not selling to Europe because they could get a lot more from selling to like China or India, whereas in Europe, gas prices were capped. They weren't able to sell at a higher price. And so we've seen that certainly there are some countries and some companies in the world that even if Western companies like those currently in Congress testifying do make changes, and even if, like, say, the US and, like, EU countries and the UK make these huge changes, there are certainly going to be some companies like Gazprom and governments like Russia's and China's that are very, I think, are very likely to either not actually care enough to make that change, or if anything, use it as a moment to profit from it, where, your country used to buy all your fuel from, say, I don't know, Norway or something. They're not selling to you anymore because they've gone green. So how about we sell to you instead? So nothing actually changes in terms of the fuel that's being burnt or the oil that's being consumed. It's just moving the profit. And nothing seems... I think it's very likely we're going to see some instances of that. But I suppose we can only really do the best that we can do and try and pressure others to go that route as well as much as we can. Although how much pressure you can actually put on governments like Russia's, where they've been quite isolationist, is another question.
I suppose also we also have to look at whether there is public support to actually curb these oil companies. Now, I know that might seem, especially in Europe, where there is a very strong belief in climate change, is rather a bizarre question, but with these hearings happening with the US, a recent survey by YouGov, which I apologise, I haven't been able to find just now, so if my figure's a little wrong, give or take, I believe it was 42% of Americans surveyed don't believe that climate change is caused by man. And that's a massive, massive number of people who think that climate change is a natural process. Is this part of the advertising by, you know, these oil companies and bribing, you know, members of Congress to put forth anti-climate change views? You know, I'm really not too sure, but What do you make of America having such high disbelief in climate change being man-made?
Well, I think we're actually seeing it right now as we speak in Congress, where there's been quite a few... I believe there's been a few Republican senators who have spoken out against the hearings in general, and also have... They've not outright said that they don't believe in climate change, but with the way they've worded things and the things they've actually said or not said, it's quite clear that either they don't believe in it or they don't care. For example, Garrett Graves, who is a Republican from Louisiana, has said that the hearing is another way of demonising Americans, that energy demand remains high, and there's a continued demand for energy, and they produce it efficiently in the US, so why stop? Well, we already know why they should stop, so it's a kind of strange question, unless you didn't believe in climate science. I believe there was another one that I don't remember, I can't find it right now, but... there was another Republican who had basically said that this is just them. This is just the Democrats trying to shut down the oil industry, which is one of our great industries. And it's like, even the companies themselves aren't denying it, and they're still defending it. It's just insane to me that even in, like, the US and, like, there's so many people, even when the people doing it in the first place have gone past the point of, like, denying it or not talking about it, that they're still clinging to that, oh, it's not real, oh, it's just, it's fantasy, it's natural, whatever. It's just kind of ridiculous.
You mentioned oil being one of America's great industries, the quote there, but these companies are transnational corporations. They are in, they have their talents all across the globe. They have people, they have stations in, for example, Shell is quite prominent in Nigeria. If we as Western nations are telling these companies to change, and the people that are being affected are people in developing countries, is that really fair for us to be judge, jury and executioner of these people's livelihoods by forcing these companies to change, whilst we can stomach it by investing in carbon capture in renewables when other developing countries can't?
So unfortunately, that's all we got time for on that story.
This is University Radio.